empty fuel pumps and queues of vehicles that stretch for blocks. The latest chapter in Cuba's long economic crisis.
There's no fuel. We've spent 3 days driving around. We've been to 6 or 7 gas stations, and the queues are never ending.
President Miguel Díaz-Canel says the country is only receiving 2/3 of the petrol it needs. He's blamed supplier nations.
The countries that have commitments to us to supply us with gasoline based on the agreements that we have with them have also been in a complex energy situation and have not been able to meet those commitments.
So drivers are organizing themselves into lines and using WhatsApp groups to find out where and when tankers are arriving. Some find ways to while away the time.
If it doesn't arrive today, it will arrive tomorrow. But I've got to be here. I go to my house, I shower, I eat, I come back with my guitar and continue composing.
Cubans are used to spending time in queues, but there's something almost surreal about this. This line has over 300 vehicles in it, and it's over a kilometre long.
Last week, the government started rationing how much petrol and diesel drivers can buy.
This will allow us not to touch zero and to cover vital services such as ambulances, necrological services and transporting potatoes to the market, which requires diesel.
One economist says the main reason for the shortfall is the cash crunch.
Without fuel for tractors, harvests are smaller. If workers can't make it to the factory, productivity is lowered. If there's one sector that the rest of the economy depends on, it's fuel.
Raidel Labrada and his family have been waiting around all day and have a long night ahead.
My tank only has a space for 35 litres, so I drive for 2 days and then have to come back to sleep outside a new petrol station.
In the short term, it means long nights and dreary days. In the long term, it means more price increases and an economy that produces even less. Ed Augustin, Al Jazeera, Havana.